This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking up with somebody is a difficult thing to do, but if you find yourself at a loss for words in the moment, don't worry. We've got you covered.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 phrases people use when they want to end a relationship. You know how some people like to peel a bandaid off real slow? The only thing that results in is a lot more irritation and nuisance. Just rip it off. And then drive the dagger through their heart with your truth. You suck at life. Your laugh makes me want to stab my eardrums with rusty nails. I would rather eat fruit flies than your macaroni surprise. Here's the real surprise. You can't cook. No one wants a mole rat as a pet, you freak. You have excessive amounts of body hair in so many places. That ought to do it. Maybe one last roll in the hay for old time's sake,
well,
huh?
Of course.
Gotta tumble one more time before you break it off.
I know I've said all that, but let's have some anchor sex.
So these are phrases that people use when they want to end a relationship. Let me know if you guys have either used this or been on the business end of one of these.
I don't think we can be together.
Oh, sure. I've heard that a million times.
Right. Well, and
but she's still married to me.
Oh, no. And that one I feel is legitimate. If you honestly don't, you feel like there's a little bit of chemistry where we mix, but we can't be together. We will go nuclear. This thing is just not going to, not going to go well. Like, we just can't be together on this one.
Sure. No, I've heard that. And you're like, right, you know, it sucks. But to VD's point, I'm not going to fight this. One last roll in the hay.
Right. I like you enough.
And sometimes you can't. I mean, there's no way to just be like, I don't know. Like, it's not working.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like,
if it's not
very
working
harsh,
for one of you, it doesn't work.
Right. It's like, I just don't like you anymore.
There you go.
You know, it's harsh. You're like, if you got to say it, but that's why you generally say things like this.
Yeah, exactly. Try to soften the blow a little bit, but the honest answer is this, we're not working anymore.
Yeah.
I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
No, I just almost used that example.
I wish you well. I just wish to not know you.
And I'm sorry, that's something that you say to make it feel better.
I love you, but I'm not
in love. Yeah, obviously there's more to it than that.
Right, you care for me enough to soften the blow like this. Thank
you. That's basically what that means.
Right.
Or sometimes you just get stuck, you end up being buddies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when I used it the one time, I was like, we don't... It's not really a relationship, like, we're together, but it's like, we're just kind of buddies. Like, I don't know that I'm in love with you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I still have no ill will towards that person, but... Yeah.
I had to say that to my right hand.
Oh,
like,
no.
Look, man, I'm left-handed.
No.
That's, right. I love you, man. I want you to do well, but...
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think there's any good way.
No, it's going to hurt no matter what you do.
Right, sometimes you go back and, like, if somebody cheats on you, you can go, all right, we got to break up. Okay, that's not cut and dry, but
But there's a reason behind it.
Yeah. Right, like sometimes, like I'm saying, like you just might not be in love with that person anymore, but there's no nice way to be like, get the hell away
right,
from me.
Right, it just...
get the hell away from
we
me.
We ran our course.
What's the nice way of saying get the hell away from me? Because that's what I want to say.
Movie's over.
Phrases people use when they want to end a relationship.
Funny.
Oh. I don't see a future for us.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Right, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, if you
cannot see a future with that person, then yes.
Right. You should be dating somebody, at least to some capacity, with the idea of looking forward to see if can we make this last a hell of a lot longer than, you know, the year, the 2 years that we kind of already set aside to date each other.
I mean,
and if you're looking forward and you can't see anything, like, okay.
Why do it? So they have one-night stands.
There you go.
I'm not here to get to know you.
Correct.
Right? It's all good. I don't care about the future. We'll see. Right now, I want what you got in your pants.
Right. We're testing compatibility, and right now we're good, but I see where this train goes, and it's a wall.
Oh. I mean, it's, yeah.
I think we're better off as friends. I've hated that one.
Because it's not going to happen.
I got served that one, and we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah. No, you're not going to hang out.
No.
You knew that when I told them.
Yeah. That's not realistic.
No, it's not.
No offense to you guys. I don't hang out with friends I want to have sex with.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? We'd be better off as friends. Yeah, but I constantly want to be in there, so. You know.
Right. And there's no going back to where we were.
Yeah, no chance.
Right.
But again, one last roll in the hand.
Not that I wish any ill will towards you. You know, still a great person. I like him. We're not friends anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right. That had that one said to me, and I said, right, but we did not meet as friends.
There you go. And that's a different thing
don't
altogether.
Don't put it on me. Like,
right.
So we don't have sex, can't be friends. Like we weren't friends before we started hooking up. So
this was never a friendship.
Correct.
Now the other one that mine actually was a friendship that eventually we started dating. It's like, this is over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the other tough part. I mean, as you get older, you're not going to run into it. But like in your 20s and stuff, that is the tough part. But
yes,
like high school and worth it. Go try it.
Do it, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah. How many people from high school do you still talk to? Date your friends in high school. I don't give a damn. It'll ruin our friendship. Yeah, so will college. Phrases people use when they want to end a relationship. I do not feel the same way anymore.
That's fair.
That is fair.
Valid
that's,
reasoning.
That's honesty.
Valid reasoning. I don't think we want the same things.
That's fair.
Okay, that's also fair.
I don't know what you want. I've asked you and you still won't tell me what you want.
For example, I want out.
Oh. Yeah.
See, right there.
I want to end this, and you don't.
Right?
See?
How are we going to work this out?
I want to order pepperoni on the pizza.
Oh, my God. What do you want for food? You pick. I want pizza. I don't want pizza.
That's so great about being single, man. No arguments.
I want pizza.
No,
get a pizza.
No chaos when you get home.
Right.
It's peaceful. It's quiet. It's like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How would you trade that in?
You know, I enjoy my life, bro.
You know, I mean, if you're with the right person.
I have a great life. It's chaos, but it's nothing but love.
Here's the problem.
All the time.
Living my married life, I love my wife to death. I could not imagine my life without her. I wouldn't trade her for the world. I'm about to go have a bachelor weekend somewhere, and I'm about to get I'm about to get overwhelmed with the number of choices that I have. Like, what do I get? I get like one day. What do I get?
It's great. You appreciate it, man.
I'm going to go sit at a bar. I'm going to go find a pizza joint. I'm going to go find a crappy sandwich to go grit. It's going to be awesome. Phrases people use when they want to end a relationship. I need to focus on myself right now. BS.
And by yourself, you mean that hot chick down the hall.
That's
that you've
right.
been hitting. Yeah, okay.
You are not focusing on yourself. You're done
focusing on yourself. You're just no longer the focus.
You're right.
That's all.
Right. Sorry, that one's a cop-out. I need to focus on myself.
Well,
look, I can
situation.
Just sit here while you focus on yourself.
If people are going through stuff in their life,
sure,
they need to fix themselves first before they can be involved with somebody else.
But that's what he's been telling you that for years.
They're never going to be happy. You can't make them happy. But if they can somewhat work on themselves, it might work out. If they can take care of someone else can't do all that for you.
Well, and especially if somebody else can at least help, you know, give a helping hand, be a support system or whatever. But if they're not that person, like, okay, then it's just not
going
to work.
And Frank, if you got that much going on, I don't want to know.
I'm not ready for a commitment. Then we're not in a relationship to begin with.
Right. And again, that's a fair statement.
And again, right, a lot of these, too, it depends on time and length.
Yeah.
When you hang out with somebody for 2 or 3 months, like I think that's a fair statement to say.
Right.
After 18 years, it hurts.
Yeah, right. Like, you've been married for like, right, like that's a different story.
I'm not ready for a commitment. What?
We've grown apart. Does show up on the list.
Yeah.
Right. So again, that's the opposite. That's probably you've been in a relationship for 6 or 7 years.
Right. And the flame just goes out.
Mm-hmm. Or just, you know, could like going back to other stuff. Like one person wants to get married, the other person doesn't.
Right. Let's see here. Some phrases people use when they want to end a relationship. It's not you.
It is you. It is you. Because me don't like you.
Right. Because me is not compatible with you anymore.
I mean, inevitably, it is you. But I said, man, it's me. Because I realize I don't like you.
That's right. It. Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So
I mean, it is.
Kind of is you.
Again, classic Seinfeld episode. George is like, that's my line. If it's anybody, it's me. She's like, all right, George, it is you. And he's like, you're damn right it's me.
I need some space. No, not some. A lot.
That's
if,
a nice
if we're
way
breaking
of saying
up,
you're overwhelming.
Right. If we're breaking up.
You're suffocating
like,
me.
I mean, these are examples of what people say.
Right. I need some space is what you say in the relationship when you still kind of want to salvage it. Like, I just need some space for a minute. I need to catch my breath. I need to work on me. Whatever it is, I need some space. If that's a breakup line, no, you need more. You need space.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I need all the space. Away from you. As much space between you and me.
You already have the whole closet. Are you coming in the guest room now where my clothes are?
You have an entire room full of your clothes.
Just your shoes. You got all the space.
My dad converted one of these spare bedrooms into my mother's closet.
That's the way our house is.
I mean, dude literally went to Home Depot, because he loves working with wood, so the house we're in now, you walk in, I'm like, wow. This is like your closet has a closet. My dad's like, it's a goddamn bedroom, Steven. That's why there's a closet. And I made it into a closet. I'm like, okay.
Yes. And then that last phrase that people use when they want to end a relationship, and you'll know it because it's the first phrase that's said when you're about to be broken up with.
We need to talk.
We need to talk.
It doesn't matter who says that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fact.
Boss.
Oh, yeah.
Family member, like, oh, God.
A relationship is ending here.
What happened?
Do you ever hear anything good?
What did my brother
do? When someone says, we need to talk.
It's not that you hear something good, but it doesn't have to be the worst case scenario.
Right.
But if somebody calls me and I don't take the call and then they text,
that you assume
give me a call or we need to chat. And like Miles is right. Usually it's a family member. You know something bad has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes, you know, your dad just texts you, call me when you can.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, if it's
and then he just wants to know what we ate last week.
Yeah, that's I know people like that. That's a little over the top.
It is.
For sure.
Call me.
Yeah, because if not, like, look, if I'm calling you, that probably means that this is beyond texting.
Right. This is not information that is appropriate to text. We actually need to have a conversation
take the
because
extra something, 6 seconds
something went down.
And let me know that this
I would also
is not
say,
on fire.
If you're calling somebody you don't generally call, like Miles is saying, and they don't answer, and it's like the middle of a workday, I will text them. Nothing important. It's about this trip six
Always.
Months from now.
There you Always. Go.
Because I'm
Nothing
with,
important.
I have friends that never call me, and if they did, I'm like, what is going on?
Right.
I texted Ted the other morning at 7:30. I realized it was too early, but I was watching ESPN on Saturday morning. I'm like, Lee Corso's just dying right now. And I would never call him.
No, hey, and I responded. I was like, you're right. He looks old. Let him retire.
Poor Lee Corso. Dang.
Yeah. I was like, well, I love Coach Corso, but he's, bad. He's old and
say sick. You're talking smack at him.
I wouldn't even call you. Ted, you got to turn on ESPN. Corso's going to die before the end of the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.